From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, August 8th at 8:55. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. We have mixed to higher trade in early action. September corn up 2.5 at 387, and December corn, new crop, up 2.25 at 409.25. August soybeans down a penny and a quarter at 970.5. New crop November, most folks are watching that more closely now, up 0.75 at 994.5. September wheat up 3.5 at 521.75. And new crop July wheat up 2 cents at 583. Checking outside markets, Dow Jones up 93 points at 44,062. And September WTI oil up 20 cents at 64.08. Markets open pretty sideways to a little higher, which feels like a victory here in this negative landscape we've been trading the last 3 or 4 weeks. The market focus is shifting gears towards next week's monthly WASDE USDA report on Tuesday. That'll be out at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Average trade estimate for the U.S. corn yield is 184.3, and soybeans, the average trade yield estimate is 52.9. Some private estimates have been rolling out the last week or two that are some, especially corn, much above those numbers. So it'll be really interesting to see if the USDA slow plays some of these yield estimates or what they end up printing. Either way, it implies a really large crop, just shy of 16 billion bushel corn crop and 4.36 billion bushels of soybeans expected for total production on new crop. Soybeans in particular are up a little bit here, and current values are about 20-25 cents above the April low. So that's an impressive chart support we want to maintain. We don't break below there. And carries are really wide. November, January, 19 cent carry. November to March, 35 cent carry. November to May, 50 cent carry. So the market's really asking folks to do what they can to hold off and keep it off the market for a couple months if they can. And the producer generally is uninterested in any marketing at current levels on the soybeans. Corn did find some nice bargain buying midweek this week. We made new contract lows of 396.75. And like I said, we're 409 now. So a nice little bounce here. And that was, we were overdue for a correction. Corn carries are impressive as well. Dece March, 18 cent carry. December, May, 28 cent carry. December, July, 34 cent carry. So there's going to be some creativity with ground piles and bags, and commercials and farmers alike are going to do what they can to keep this crop off the market as long as they can. We continue to see weaker basis, especially on the river. On soybeans, last check going home, we were 33-34 under on fall basis for soybeans at the river, and average for this time of year for fall delivery is around 10 under. So weaker basis on the river will likely lead to weaker basis on the interior, as they just have less competition going down the river. And that's the time of year we're supposed to be getting rid of a lot of beans out of the country, October, November, December. So keep an eye on basis risk here this next few weeks. Yeah, continue to identify basis needs and adjust offers as needed with harvest. We'll be here in 5 or 6 weeks. So I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend as well. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 91 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, fair skies, 80 degrees, south wind at 10 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.